want to thank very much our comrade, Chi Hao, for serving with dedication and distinction for a total of 27 years in the Whampoa area. He will say more about his experience later, but I should say that before getting to know him in Jalan Besar, I already knew him in the labour movement. We were also comrades in the labour movement. I know that he has a heart for workers, particularly seniors, so we work together on the 10-year roadmap to enable seniors for those who would like to extend their working life. But I think more important than that, I'd like to say that Chi Hao is the elder brother I never had. He is a complete gentleman, fully honourable. You can try, but you will never find a nasty bone in him. And he has come to be very well loved. Residents, of course, will be very interested to know. Here are the individual qualities. What are you like as a team? How is the team going to be able to serve our needs? What I can share with everyone is that in the very short time that we've interacted collectively as a team, we've observed three common values amongst the team members. The first is that we all believe in being honest. The second is that we all believe in being hardworking. There is no shortcut. You just have to put in the hours. You have to put in the effort to understand every issue that the residents raise and to try and find a way forward on behalf of their needs. Thirdly, I believe we also share in this value of trying always to be helpful in whatever circumstances. So the residents can be assured that in the PAP team that is contesting in Jalan Besar GRC, we will find a group of hardworking, helpful and honest candidates.
I mean, before I start, I want to say that Minister mentioned that Mr. Heng Chi Hao was her older brother. So I think I'm here to be her younger brother as well. A few things about myself. I think of it maybe in terms of three C's. The first C is community spirit. I'm very excited to be part of the community here in Whampoa. In fact, the first time I came to participate in an event not too long ago was the Whampoa $1 Good Deal. And there I saw residents helping residents, the community coming together to help each other, distribute food. And that's where I made my first friendships here with the residents. A few aunties came by to say hi to me, we hit up a conversation, and now they're my favourite auntie group in Bendemeer Market. So when I run from my flat, which is nearby, through Whampoa Park, and then back to Bendemeer, and have breakfast there, I often say hi to them. And it's very heartwarming to have them here regularly exercising, inviting me to exercise here at Whampoa. The second C is that I'm compassionate, especially for the journeys that young families go through. I'm in my 30s and I have four young kids, all below the age of 12. I came to this media conference after dropping my kids off. And for the last 8 years, I walked my children from my void deck to the childcare nearby. So I can understand how important it is to have affordable and quality childcare within walking distance. So young families are one group of people that I hope to champion if elected into Parliament. The third C is competence and credibility. I've been a senior policymaker in the civil service for quite a few years, most recently in the Ministry of Finance, working on the SG60 budget, the budget last year, and in multiple areas of government.
I think in Parliament, many of you have, some of you have followed me and know that I speak quite a lot on inclusiveness, speak a lot about ensuring that those who are at risk, the vulnerable, the elderly, the seniors who are not English proficient on these topics, and of course for the special needs community, those are areas that I speak quite a lot about and intend to continue to do so. In Kampong Glam, I created with my team the Love series. So we have Love Connect, Fresh Food, Love Connect Breakfast, Breakfast with Love, Tuition with Love, and such programs. So at each local level, we basically have quite a lot of these programs. But on top of that, sitting at the GRC-wide level, we also have intentionally developed a few programs. And let me name some of them. The first one is our monthly give and take markets. They are free markets that we target at families with children below 21 years old living in rental flats. So that's quite a few thousand of them. And we basically outreach to them. And every month, we have the roving market where they can actually collect, the families can collect for free things that are useful to the family, things that are useful for especially their school-going children. We also have started the Value Plus series, where for a dollar, you know, we are able to provide for our residents the choice of certain essential items. The third is a program that we are quite excited about. It's called, and that links to education and development. It's called Horizons at Jalan Besar. And it's a very specially curated program to bring our young people, those who are in their teens or in the early 20s, out to other countries where they can learn, be exposed, where they can be exposed to the private sector, how businesses are run. They are exposed to the culture of the country we send them. They're also exposed to also doing their part in helping the vulnerable in these countries.
As the chairman for the Jalan Besar Town Council, I'm glad to share that we have done a number of improvements in our community. Apart from our leaf upgrading programs, as well as our home improvement programs that we have run quite a number within our community, we've also seen a number of infrastructural changes. You see this park here that we are at today, these are just one of the four or five parks that we have actually improved over the years. And I can expect more to come as we look into the future efforts within the community. And this is where we also want to talk about the connectivity that we have in Jalan Besar. As you know, we are a central area. And being a central area, we also have six new MRT stations that have been built. And this gives our residents a lot more accessibility to areas within the JRC itself. But apart from this connectivity in terms of MRT, we've also seen that with the Bishan to City link that we now have, our residents can make use of seamless cycling and walking paths around the town. And I think this is something they really appreciate as we look into a more healthier Singapore. We also look into how we have the new identity corridors that will be coming up. And these identity corridors will make sure that the spaces around, the vacant spaces within this identity corridor will be rejuvenated. We want to blend heritage with a vibrant lifestyle, and we hope through these vacant spaces, we can have more sports in precincts, as well as more activities that the community can use. Finally, I want to talk about how we've done our efforts here in Parliament. So for me, I've been talking about three things that are close to my heart: education, mental health, and of course sustainability. And if you talk about all these three aspects, this is something I am grateful for the party for giving me the opportunity to lead our mental health efforts in Parliament, where we've made mental health now a national priority. Apart from that, we also believe that sustainability is important, and this is where my role as the chairman for the Action for Green Towns, where I coordinate among the 15 PAP town councils in terms of innovative ideas in sustainability.